بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. Inshallah, Allah has accepted your fasts, your worships, your recitation of Quran, your supplications, and hopefully gives us all the tawfiq to continue with that and to improve its quantity and quality. On the 24th day of the month of Ramadan, what we read as the dua from the Ma'sumeen goes as follows: Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma inni as'aluka fihima yurdhik wa a'udhu bika mimma yu'dhik wa as'aluka at-tawfiq fihi li'an a'ad wa as'aluka at-tawfiq fihi li'an uti'ak ولا أعصيك يا جواد السائلين. O Allah, I'm asking you on this day, ما يرضيك, I ask you that which pleases you. That is pretty interesting, that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that pleases Him. اللهم إني أسألك فيه ما يرضيك, something that pleases Him. What does pleasing Him mean? Is it that God is going to feel pleased with us, and now maybe He feels displeased with us, He's not pleased with us? Is that what it is? The answer is no, that isn't the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited by the limitations of emotions the way we are. We have feelings. One minute we feel very happy, very satisfied with someone and something they're doing. Next minute that person does something, our feeling is affected. When we hear them saying something or see them doing something, it displeases us, our feeling changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have a sort of existence that would be limited by bounds, that he would feel one way or the other and he would undergo change. No, he doesn't. We undergo change. It is either we who are pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we are those that are not in a position that God's mercy, His special mercy, includes them. Either we are included within those that they are referred to as those that God is pleased with, or we are not included in them. God's feeling, God does not have feelings, not limited by feelings and emotions. He's far above and beyond that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala an dhalik. So it's something that is going to cause us to be included amongst those who we say are pleased by Him. What does pleasing or being pleased by Him mean? One way that the ulama put it is that a person becomes such that whatever they do, whatever they think, whatever they hear, whatever they say, all of it, everything, is in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. مَا يُرْضِيكَ. If God is pleased with someone, that's the way they're going to be. Now that may be considered one of the practical effects of rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but from the perspective of an abd, from the perspective of a servant, from the perspective of an insignificant existence that has nothing of itself and wants everything from his Lord, as we are all, أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Understanding who God is, I would want to be amongst those that He is pleased with. I feel great to be amongst those that God is pleased with. My emotions are going to be affected by that. My feelings are going to be affected by that. And I am going to feel joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is needless of this. And His position, His existence does not change in any way when I change from one to the other. From someone who doesn't try to please Allah to someone who is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the concept of asking for things that are related to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having God pleased with one, has been something that we have found in previous du'as as well. But there might be a difference between this du'a and some of the previous du'as, where here we're not asking for guidance towards what is going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've had in some of the previous du'as. We are not saying, show us a sign that points us in that direction. We're saying, God, give me what will please you. In other words, there's a time, and as I said, this might be a difference. At least the way it's worded, it brings one's attention to this point more than the previous du'as did. There's a time where you say, God, show me the path, and I realize I need to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever the number of deeds I need to do to move in that direction. I need to know what to do. That's one du'a, that's one supplication. Another one is saying, God, even in doing it, I need your help. Give me the act itself that is going to cause me to be pleased by you. As'aluka ma yurdhik. I ask you that which, if you give it to me, you will be pleased with me. Whatever it is that I need to do to have you pleased with me, give that to me. Don't give me the directions to it. Don't give me the instruction to it. Give me it. That prayer that will cause one to be pleased, or for God to be pleased with one, give me that prayer. Don't show me how it's done. Give me the prayer itself. Which means that when I want to pray, that prayer that you give is going to have hudur al-qalb, will have the heart present in it. That prayer that you give is going to have khushu' in it. It will have humility in it. The prayer that you give will have dhikr, and it will be true remembrance, as that is the objective of prayer. The fasting that you give is going to be at a different level. So I'm asking you to grant me that deed, that thing which I need to do, which will cause and have you pleased with me. Give me that itself. Don't give me the directions to it. Give me it. Now, how does that work? How is it that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the action? Is this possible? Can we say, God, make me pray in this way, and then God takes control of us and we actually carry it out? Well, the answer is yes and no. It's a very complex concept, and there's a very fine line between two concepts, one of which is correct and the other is wrong. What is wrong is to think that this means that, okay, now automatically, suddenly I'm going to feel this urge and then I'm going to get up without my control and start performing prayer, and then He's going to give me that khushu' and so on and so forth. No. Through continued action, eventually one reaches a point where they really can ask, and they do, in a sense, in a very profound sense, hand over their own controls to God, and He takes care of them. تَفْوِيلُ الْأَمْرِ إِلَيْهِ. This does make sense, it is true, it is correct, but it requires continued self-building, self-purification, till one reaches a point where they ask for the action itself, for the deed itself, they can see themselves, they can understand this dua, and therefore they will ask for him taking control, and the good deed is what I'm asking you to give me, not simply the instruction to it. We have in the Holy Quran about prophets this concept, sometimes asking for it, and other times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning that he would give them the good deeds, not that he would give them the instructions to good deeds. He would give them good deeds. And that's what we're asking. That's why it's a very profound dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka fihima yurdik. This might be something that we're asking here. Wa a'udhu bika mimma yu'dhik. I seek refuge in you from what? Mimma yu'dhik. From what is going to disturb you. Again, what we said about Ridha and God being pleased, God's position does not change. He doesn't have feelings which are limitations that we have. He doesn't have those. So Ridha and then Sakhat or here Adha, being disturbed, being aggravated, being unpleased. His feelings don't change. But what happens is, I as a servant, I as an abd, will not be under the blessings of those who are pleased with. He is pleased with. Meaning that, these words, we have to try to understand them in the way we understand them amongst ourselves, and then, as the ulama have said, to take the flaws and the wrong in those concepts and those meanings, and then attribute those concepts without the flaws, without the problems in it, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you look at adha, being disturbed, if I am feeling agitated with someone, then I don't like to be with them. They come in, they want to talk, I don't want to talk to them, I barely talk to them. And I'm not going to show big smiles. There's a huge difference. If someone that I love comes in, then just coming in, I feel great about them, and then the way I'm going to treat them is going to be very different. They come in, I sit down, I talk to them, I smile, we joke around, we spend a lot of time. And others can clearly tell that, okay, this person is closer to the other than the first person that came in. If I am agitated, then naturally that's going to happen. You can't expect me to be agitated and at the same time not have that type of behavior. Now, adha, the feeling of agitation, is not something that God has. But if a person does not acquire the ridha of Allah, what is going to happen is that that person will not be that close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not have the joy of the presence of God the way the other person can be in the presence of God. On the Day of Judgment, everybody is in God's presence, but some feel the joy of being with God, others don't feel the joy of being with God. They feel pain, they feel adab, they feel chastisement, they feel burning. That's what they feel. They're close, in a sense. They're with God. But what they're seeing, what they're experiencing, is pain and problems and difficulties and burning and so on and so forth. They will not experience the joy of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِمَّا يُؤْذِيكَ. In other words, I seek refuge in you from the things that I do that are going to cause you not to be pleased with me, and therefore I will not be enjoying your presence. I will always have that barrier, that hijab, that veil that prevents me from getting that close. You may be physically in one room with a person, but there are veils that separate you. You don't feel comfort with that person. God, I seek refuge in you, and I want to avoid those situations. And it's interesting, we seek refuge in Him. He has to help. He is the one that helps in all of this. When we sin, we're committing sins and disobeying Him. But when we go to ask for help, we go and ask help from Him. Our actions will cause Him not to be pleased with us, and we're not going to enjoy His presence. We will have veils that are going to be preventing us from that. But we ask Him to help us out with that. So wa'a'udhu bik, we seek refuge in you from those things that are going to cause you to be displeased with us. As we mentioned a number of times, if we realize who God is and we understand how it would feel if we would be of those that He is pleased with, if we love Him and we would just want that feeling that He's pleased with me, that itself is extremely joyful. If we would understand that, then we would understand how painful it would be that we do things that are going to cause Him not to be pleased with us. We gave this example, I think, a few times. If you have someone that you really like, the most painful thing that can happen is that you do something that is going to cause them not to feel comfortable with you again. You may say something at some moment in time, and it is very disrespectful, and you are very angry, but then afterwards you keep feeling terrible and regretting and hating yourself for saying that, and there's no way you can undo it. You've already said it, you've already done it. Now you keep going back and trying different things to get them to be pleased with you. It's just killing you that they're not pleased with you, that they're agitated with you. The thought that, oh my God, he's not comfortable with me, or she's not comfortable with me, she doesn't like me, that thought is what's going to kill one. Knowing that God is not pleased with one is something that itself is very painful. Now, the continuation of the dua gives us something very important. It says, وَأَسْأَلُكَ التَّوْفِيقَ فِيهِ لِأَنْ أُطِيعَكَ وَلَا أَعْصِيكَ. And, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq. Again, as we mentioned, tawfiq is to bring everything, all elements necessary to actually do something good. Do what? لَأَنْ أُطِيعَكَ, that I obey you, obedience. وَلَا أَعْصِيكَ, and I don't disobey you. This, why is this so important? Because this tells us about مَا يُرْضِيكَ and مَا يُؤْذِيكَ. What is going to cause one to be of those that God is pleased with is ita'ah, obedience. Do your wajibat, stay away from muharramat. It's not too difficult to really understand what the path is. Just do that. We're not doing it. If we're committing sins, the dhikr of subhanallah or alhamdulillah or la ilaha illallah is not going to get us there. It's not. What is going to cause one to be of those that God is pleased with is ita'ah. And what's going to cause one to be of those that God is displeased with is isyan. Disobedience. This is the path. Very clear cut. He's made it very clear over and over, whether it's in dua, in the verses of the Holy Quran, in the ahadith of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. It's all repeated. We just have to take action based on this. And we're not willing to do that. We keep saying, oh, is there something else? Let's leave this for now. Is there something else? No, this is it. You want those highest spiritual ranks, that you become such that God is pleased with you? This is the path. وَأَسْأَلُكَ التَّوْفِيقَ فِيهِ لَأَنْ أُطِيعَكَ وَلَا أَعْصِيكَ يَا جَوَادَ السَّائِلِينَ. يَا جَوَادَ السَّائِلِينَ. We're addressing God in the end to prepare our hearts to be recipient of these du'as that we have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. What does this mean? First of all, we're considering ourselves as sa'il. Sa'ilin is the plural of sa'il. Sa'il means beggar. Beggar. Somebody needs to feel that they're desperate enough to go and ask someone to help them out. There are people that are struggling, but they don't go out on the street and ask people, can you give me a coin? Can you give me a dollar? I'm starving here. You have to feel desperate to go and ask people like that. and beg them, please, something. The reality is that we are fuqara ila Allah. We are needy, 100% needy. We have nothing of ourselves. We're in desperate and dire need of God's help. But unfortunately, we don't realize this. We have to see ourselves as a beggar. We are beggars. As-sa'ilin. Ya jawad as-sa'ilin. If you look at ourselves, okay, just try to understand, because this is a concept that we understand, again, in our context, and then we see how it applies in the context of our relationship with God. If a beggar is on the street, you have a few different types of people. There are those people that just hear them begging and they don't even pay attention. There are those that pay attention, maybe still not give anything. Those who pay attention, they give them the smallest bill they can find. Even if they can find a quarter, they would make sure they give that instead of a $1 bill. The least that they are going to find. Then you have those that if someone comes and asks them, they don't only give them what they need, they give them a lot more than that. Called jood, generosity. Ya jawad as-sa'ilin, one that if I'm asking for something, you would be giving 10 times more. Now that really prepares one's heart, gives hopes, because that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If one realizes that, how needy I am, but how generous He is, and asking for the du'as, the requests, as profound and as lofty as they may be, becomes a bit easier, and one can truly ask for them and beg and plead to receive them. And inshallah, by the grace of God and by the right and the truth of the Ahlul Bayt, He will provide them for us, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.